Goyim around were 15 amis tall. That's the way he learns. In other words, it was 5 amis above the Mizbeach. It was 15 amis tall. Well, Matt Tamlem, if so, what does the Pasuk mean to say, Hey Amos, Mitzvah Mizbeach Olamala? What does it mean to say 5 amis? It means from the top of the Mizbeach higher, it was 5 amis. Mizbeach was 10 amis tall, and the Klai was 15, meaning it was 5 higher. Well, Matt Tamlem, if so, what does the Pasuk mean to say, Fisholish Amish Kamosai, that Mizbeach was only 5 amis tall? You're telling me now it was 10 amis tall? So my answer is, Mitzvah Sevev Ulamala. It means to say from the top of the Sevev, above, it was 3 amis. Whereas the Sapa to the Sevev was 6. And another 3 makes it 9. And then the Kronos, the Karen, was 1. That's how you have 10. So Kitsa, he holds the height of it was 10. And it's not sure how could people see him, because people could not see him, because the mice of the Kaloyim, the curtains went around it, were 15 amis tall. Now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yisrael says, Rabbi Yehuda, Ki Gomer, Gzeres Shava, Baruch, B'Yud Gemirei. And Yehuda wants to know the Gzeres Shava was, like I said before, upon the Rechiv, how wide the Mizbeach was, not upon how tall the Mizbeach was. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda, Hakom Eschazi Kain. If so, the people could see the Kain when it does the Avodah. And Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda, Nihinami, the Dvarim Kisavim. That Mizbeach was only 3 yams tall, and the Kloyim was 5, but still, the Kohen himself was also tall, 3 yams. So people could see him over the Kloyim. So it says, Need the Kohen is Chozi and Echnami. True, the people could see the Kohen standing on top of the Mizbeach, but Avodah the Yodel and Mizchazi, but the Avodah that was in his hand, that people cannot see. So it says, Bishkaim and Rabbi Yehuda, Haim and Dichsiv, that's what the Pasuk says, Kiddush, that Lemaisa, they were Mekadish to Chotzer. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he learns that the Mizbeach was too small, so Lemaisa, they had to make a Kiddush, the Ritzpah. So it's good, the Loshu Kiddush, they were Mekadish to Chotzer. They made the Ritzpah, the floor of the Chotzer, has Kiddusha, that you could have marked to the Keteros over there. Hello, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, my Kiddush, what does it mean to say the Mekadish it? There's no new Kiddush. According to Rabbi Yosef, just meant to say that Mizbeach and Achoshes was no good anymore. It was like Posel. So what's the notion of Kiddush? Simur says, my Kiddush, Lahamid Bo, Mizbeach, that now they build a new Mizbeach. So in the Kaddishit, in order to put a new Mizbeach over there, in order to put Lahamid Bo, Mizbeach Avonim, Mizbeach Eshchaimai was made from Avonim from stones. And it says, Bishleim and Rabbi Yosi, Haino Dichsiv Kotten. That's why it says, Lashon was Kotten, because Mizbeach was too small to be used. That's why it's Lashon of Kotten. And it goes back to the Mizbeach HaNechoshesh. That was too small. And in Rabbi Yehuda, according to Yehuda, though, my Kotten, what do you mean to say it was Kotten? It wasn't too small. It was only the Pshat is, it was possible. So now it says, Hochikom, this is what the Pesach meant to say. Mizbeach HaVonim, Shosh HaShleimai, Tachas Mizbeach HaNechoshesh, Kotten Heaven, that the Mizbeach Avonim that Shlomo made instead of Mizbeach HaNechoshesh, that was Kotten. Mizbeach HaNechoshesh was Kotten. Meaning to say, even the Mizbeach that Shlomo Melech made was also small. It's going back to Mizbeach HaNechoshesh, which, you know, that the Mizbeach now that Shlomo made instead of Mizbeach HaNechoshesh, his Mizbeach was also Kotten. Another one says, B'mai Pligi, what do they argue in, what's the machlokes of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yosi learns out in Gzeres Shava Revua from the Mizbeach HaZohov, and Rabbi Yehuda learns out in Gzeres Shava from Yechezkel? So, Ma'asav Adon Chutz Mechutz, you learn out better the Mizbeach HaChutz from the Mizbeach HaChitzayim. The Adon Chutz Mepnim, to not learn out from the Mizbeach HaZohov, that's Mizbeach HaPnim. Well, Ma'asav, the other one holds no, that Don and Kli Mekli, it's more mistabit learn out, or Kli Mizbeach, Chum and Mizbeach, even though one Mizbeach and Mizbeach HaPnim, but the ain't Don and Kli Mebinyin, clearing out a Kli from the Binyin of the Beis HaMikdash. And Yecheskel is talking about the Binyin of the Beis HaMikdash over there. Therefore, we cannot learn out a Kli from a Binyin. Amar Rav, now, we start out from the beginning. What did Rav say? That Moedir of Yudh of Yudh agrees, Bidomim, that when you have to bring a Zrikas Adam, here he agrees it's only kosher the Mizbeach, even though the Kohen of Yehuda, they were Mekadosh Do Hazoro, but our Kohen, that's only Lahakti Chalotim, Rashi says, only to burn the fats. But for Sarikas Domin, for that you have to have the Mizbeach. How do we know this? The Tani we learned. Rabbi Yehuda, used to say, by the Loch of the Korban Pesach, that Kois Echod Hoyimimalo Midama Terubis. He used to collect one cup of the blood that fell on the floor. We know there by the Korban Pesach, the floor was full of dam. He used to close up the hole that let the blood out, and used to pile up there. So he would collect one cup full of all that dam. The Sheikh Agadi HaMizbeach, and he would make a shrich on top of the Mizbeach with his dam. Well, what's the problem? Shem Yishpach Dam Shalachas Mehem. Just in case by one of the Korban Pesachs, the dam, after we made the Kabbalah, fell on the floor, did he not get around to make a Zerik on it? So Nimtza Zemach Shiroi comes out now and is making a Shvich, a Zerikah right now. This Shvichah would help for that Korban. Now the question is, if you're going to tell me to think that Sof Rabbi Yudavid holds Kula Azor Mikdashom, that the whole Azor has Kedusha all the Ritzpah, he could be the Kaddish, even the Dam has the Kedusha on the floor, and so where is Savidele Mitzvosei, the Mitzvah was done already, even though the Dam fell from the Kli onto the floor, that the floor also has the Kedusha. So what do you have to say? That the Ritzpah has no Kedusha here to Domin. For the dam of a korban, that has to be dafka, that has to be on the mizbeach and not on the floor. So Mar says no. For doma medim mishum mitzova shvicha mikoy chodim binim. Maybe no. Maybe really the ritzpah also has kedusha for zrika for dam. But only if you make a zrika mikoy chodim. Over there, afraid the dam just spilled on the floor. It's not called mikoy chodim though. So Mar says in kainav that would be the pshat. That's only Yichson because it didn't fall to the floor. Mikoyach Odom, so the Eitzah would be Mishkele, let him just collect one cup of blood. For Nashbech Le'aduchte, let him just spill the blood down on the floor. How come he had to spill the blood on the Mizbeach? So again, that's the proof that he holds that the Mizbeach is Roy Fadam and not the Ritzpah. So Mar says, no, the Doma Medi Mishum Dibina Mitzvah Minam Uchav. Maybe a vada mitzvah min amufchiz to make this zrikas adam on the mizbeach. But maybe with the evid, if the dam tackle lands on the ritzpah, maybe it helps even for the domin. Skit is not a clear proof over here, but that's what Rav holds. Rav holds even according to Yehuda, that says that the ritzpah had a kedusha, it was only to be makti the chalovim, but not for the zrikas adam. For the zrikas adam, skit had to go dafka on the mizbeach and not on the ritzpah. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Elazar, Mizbeach Shenifkam. The Mizbeach has the Pagam, something is missing. Of the Mizbeach is an Oichlin Beginoi Shira Mincha. You're not allowed to eat the leftover of the Mincha. Mavalocha is when you bring the Kemitza, the Mincha, the leftover of the Shirayim, the Kohen is allowed to eat. But he's only allowed to eat it if the Mizbeach is Roy to be marked to the Keteris. But if the Mizbeach is Posel, Nalarit Shrayim Bishviloi. Shinamakos, the Postik says, the Yochlu Matzois, Eitzelham Mizbeach, you should eat the Matzois, the Mincho, near the Mizbeach. So the question is, Vichy Eitzelham Mizbeach Ochlu is the only place where you can eat the Mincho by the Mizbeach, about you can eat any place in the Azorah? Ela, the Postik means teach us, Bizman Shu Sholem, Feloi Bizman Shu Chosar. When can you eat from the Mincha in the Azor, any place in the Azorah? Only when the Mizbeach is Sholem. But if the Mizbeach is Chosar, Poga, missing something, then you cannot eat from the Shirayim of the Mincha. So Moshe asks the Chon Shirayim Mincha. So far we have a proof for the Shirayim of a Korban Mincha. But Kodshei Kedoshim in Olam, how do we know by a Korban, a Kodesh Kedoshim, also you cannot eat, the Kohen cannot eat from the meat if the Mizbeach is Pogam? Talmud Lehman, the Pasuk says, Kodesh Kedoshim. It says here, Kodesh Kedoshim B'zer Shava. The Kodesh Kedoshim Yafim Yadodi. That just like a Chatzis is Kodesh Kedoshim, has the same Malacha like the Shrine of the Mincha. So more so they still, but Kodeshim Kalim, you know, and having no Kodeshim Kalim also, you could only eat it when the Mizbeach is Chsholim. On Rabbi says, Asiyah Midrashid Rabbi Yasi. I learned now from the Medrash Drosh that Rabbi Yossi makes. The Tanya, we learn like this. Rabbi Yossi Yainer. Gimel Dvarim. Rabbi Yossi said over three things. Mishum Gimel Zakenim. He said over three separate halachas in the name of three Zakenim.